How to store home-dried foods. Hello, I'm Julie Harker, and this is Healthy Living on Brownfield. So now that you've dried your fruits and veggies, you just stick them on the shelf in a container, right? Vera Massey, nutrition and health education specialist with University of Missouri Extension, recommends freezing them.
After they're dried in a dehydrator, allow them to cool for, say, 30, 45 minutes. I would then put them in a moisture, vapor-resistant freezer bag and store them in the freezer for long-term use. Then we don't have to worry about any problems with molds growing if you didn't get enough moisture out.
While you can also store your home-dried produce in the refrigerator, Massey has this advice.
Storing in the freezer would be the best option, and for that, up to a year or more. I've actually had some red peppers that I have dried and then frozen, and the color was still as vibrant 18 months later. The key thing is, though, for maximal nutritional value, is we like to use most any of our preserved foods within that first year.
The end result of drying fruits and vegetables in a countertop dehydrator or an oven is a product that will taste different than store-bought dried foods, which have added sweeteners and preservatives. Although dried produce loses some key vitamins and minerals, it does retain some and ends up with more fiber. I'm Julie Harker.